Hi, I'm Maria Nagaga.
And I'm Scott Hanselman.
Welcome to Module 4, Creating a Form.
All right.
So we've covered a couple of things, right? We've gone all the way from this is a .NET tooling, this is a console app, a web application. But when you're working on the web, there has to be some sort of interaction between your user and the website itself, right?
Yep. You need validation and data types and JavaScript and all that kind of stuff. We haven't even really made a form yet. With our tickets example that we did a few minutes ago, we just take a basic model that didn't even come from a database.
Yeah.
And we said, what did we say here? Location for price. Hardly rocket science.
And we had that mock database that we had.
Our fake database of nothing. So let's do something more advanced.
Okay.
I'm going to close this one. I don't think we're going to build from this. So I'm going to just close that project. I'll open up another, and again, we're going to say .NET Core Web Application.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit Web Application, and this is important. I'm going to hit on Change Authentication because we're going to be talking to the database. We might want to be able to log in as different people, and so you're going to want to make sure you hit individual user accounts if you're going to have a SQL Server database in the back end there. And it'll also set up authentication and everything for us, so we'll hit OK. And of course, as we said before, we could do this from the command line. You've always pointed that out. We said .NET new web. We could say .NET new MVC.
Yeah, and you can also do .NET new MVC dash dash auth on.
Ah, okay, so dash dash auth, and that would control that checkbox.
That checkbox that we had.
Nice, okay, that's cool. So now, just confirm what we have. We've got our account controller and home and manage. This is stuff we all saw from before. We've got a data folder, and in that are some migrations. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. All right. So,
what do you want to make your we did tickets before.
I want to do music store right now.
Okay.
And it'd be nice if it's all about Beyonce.
So a Beyonce-specific music store.
Yes.
It only sells Beyonce.
That's the only music you need to do.
Does it sell all albums or just Lemonade?
All albums plus Destiny's Child. We'll throw Destiny's Child in there as well.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. So
the first thing you want to do is let me see. You've taught me quite a bit. Let's add a model.
Yeah.
All right. So you're adding a new model.
Yeah. We'll call it album.
Yeah.
Album. Oh yeah. And album. I don't know how to spell album. Okay.
You got it.
Got it. Okay. There we go. Cool. And albums have what?
So the albums will have some sort of ID.
Okay.
Right?
Prop tab tab int tab. Enter ID space, okay.
Okay, and then we'll be an artist, so it'll be a string.
Okay, so the artist should be hard-coded. It's probably a const. It should be a constant Beyonce, right?
Oh, yes!
I never thought about that.
Only Beyonce.
Yeah, we'll have to default to Beyonce. All right.
The album, which would also be a string.
Yeah.
But that could also be, it would be a string.
Yep, because again, she's got more than one album.
Yeah.
Prop.
And then we would also have the genre.
Ah, look at that.
What happened?
Album. Member names cannot be the same as their enclosing type. So we'll just call that name.
Of album.
Right. The name of the album. Okay, so prop. And then we've got, you said a genre?
Genre.
And are we going to talk about the time that Beyonce moved from hip-hop to pop to R&B?
No, she moved from R&B to hip-hop. Yes, she did. Yeah, we could argue about this.
Okay. Okay, so then the date that the album came out.
Yes.
And then
the price,
because we are charging money in our store. And that would be a decimal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so price. So that's our data type, our POCO, or plain old CLR object, that describes what an album should look like.
Okay. So we have our model.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, should we add a controller?
Yes, and we talked briefly about the concept of scaffolding before.
Yes, we did.
We'll be able to actually use that this time. I can say add controller, and also say scaffolded item. In this case, it'll do the same thing. We've got a couple of choices here. What's going on here?
So we have an empty controller, which we created the last time, and we did everything from scratch. You have one which is the read and write action, which allows you to do our basic CRUD.
Right, your CRUD controller.
And then we have one that's using Entity Framework.
Mm-hmm. This one is the most sophisticated of the controller generators, the scaffolders. So we'll pick that one. We'll hit add. And there's other ones, by the way. I just want to point out down here, you can go and get other scaffolding extensions. So,
and some of them have been made by third parties?
Yep, and we're hoping a community will grow up about that, so you could go and generate Angular controller scaffolding and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, cool.
All right, so this dialog is really important, and you want to make sure you get it right before you hit OK.
All right. So our model class would be the class that we just created, right?
Okay, so there's album.
Okay.
Now, data context one is a little tricky. We already have a data context, but what's that one for?
Yeah, what does that use? Is that for, because we talked about our logging.
Right, so that DB context, yeah. That database connection is for your registering and your users and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so it's about keeping track of the users in your database?
We'll make another one for the album. This one is for identity.
Okay.
And this one is for whatever. You can have as many data contexts as you want. So we'll call it album context.
Okay.
Album context. All right. We saw this section before about layout pages and things like that. This is nice. Generate views.
Oh, so rather than trying to add one in manually, it will automatically generate one for us.
And it's going to generate multiple views. So you mentioned CRUD. It's going to go into a create view and an edit view and a details view and a list view.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to call it the albums controller. And when we do this, we're going to watch that right-hand side there. So it says scaffolding, and then you get the infinite progress bar. This is the we have no idea how long it will take bar. Because they really don't. Who knows, right? So watch on the right-hand side.
You should see
albums controller. Mm-hmm. Look, we got album, right? We've got views.
And then within views, you have a folder that's albums.
Yeah, and it's got a bunch. We've got index, which is basically a list, and then create, edit, and then a delete.
Okay, can you see what's in there?
Yeah, so let's look at details. That's probably the best one to start with. We saw our details for tickets, right?
Yeah.
We have our model at the top. In this case, it's album. So it scaffolded or it wrote that for us. It wrote the word album right here. And then it has a DL. This is maybe a tag that people are not super familiar with. If you are new in HTML, it's like a data list.
Okay.
And then you've got the display and then the data itself. So DT and DD, these are just tags you can use. If you wanted it to make a table, it could, but it gives us a little more flexibility with how we want to scaffold this. But if I kind of split this up and just give you some space,
yeah.
It's column, mm-hmm. column, right?
Yeah.
So that's that idea. And then when we say we scaffolded it, it looked at your object and look, this is the order we typed them. Now this is, you know, we can change it. You don't have to use this, but it made that for you.
So if I change this in my model, like change the names around, will it change right through?
It will not. That's a great point. So these are strongly typed, but this scaffolding is not a two-way street.
Okay.
It's a getting started, it's a jump start.
All right.
From this point though, later on when we add stuff, it's our job to not only manage the database, but also, like you pointed out, manage the HTML. So great point. And then at the very bottom here, I want to point out how we're doing our actions, because this is really interesting. We've got our anchor, and then rather than saying slash action or slash index or slash home or in this case albums, it's using this thing called ASP action. This is part of this helper that makes the tag better.
So that's a tag helper.
Yes, the tag helper lights this up and makes this smarter.
Okay.
So it's going to figure out what the right URL is. ASP action is not going to end up being output. It's going to output href equals album slash index.
Okay, so the whole view, so everything I'm seeing in the view.
Yep, in the details view.
View is Razor.
Yep.
But everything, like what you just showed us, ASP-act, that's a tag helper?
Well, the tag helper is this, in the idea that if you type in, if I come down here and I say ASP hyphen, stuff that appears after that is special.
Okay.
Okay, that is tag helper special. This is just an HTML tag. This kind of lights it up on the server side, this ASP, ASP dash.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that's details, and of course we got ones for create. We'll go look at those later, and delete. It generated a lot of stuff for us, especially this form that we'll take a look at a little bit. But we should probably see if it even runs, right? All right, so I'll give it a try. I'm hitting Control F5, and it's going to build and launch. We called it albums, plural. So I'm going to say albums. I could also, if I wanted to, actually, you know, we should do that.
You should add a link to it at the top.
Let's do that just briefly.
So you go to your shared layout.
Yep, excellent. And here we go.
Right over there.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take that and duplicate it. And you'll note
that you change it over.
ASP controller albums.
Yeah.
And is it index? I know we never actually looked. Let's see what it said. Index.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. And then we'll call it
album
agency.
Yes.
Okay. So I just hit refresh. Because I made a change in Razor, I didn't need to go and do a rebuild.
Yeah.
I just hit refresh and update it. So I click that now. And we are going to get a error.
Okay.
Why is there an error there? And should I be panicking or do I panic later?
Let's panic later.
All right.
So let's read the instructions. So we've had a SQL exception, cannot open database. So the database does not exist.
Right, cannot open the database. Well, it also says the login failed. Who knows? Probably it doesn't exist. That's usually what it means, right,
yeah,
when it says login failed. But what's nice about this error message is it's telling me I could do stuff.
That is a very useful error message.
Yes, the intent with ASP.NET Core was to make the error messages useful. We saw that with the views one.
Yeah.
We've seen it with any of these blue screens of death. If there's some way we can get you past that with instructions.
That's, this is a view of information.
It is. It's a good view of information. And this is custom and this is debug information for the developer, of course.
So what it's telling us is that we have to run these commands. So another thing.
Yeah.
You can use it in Visual Studio.
Yep.
You can use it in code.
In the command line, rather.
Oh, yeah, in command line.
So this is important because remember how we said .NET watch?
Yes.
That was a tool.
Mm-hmm.
EF is a tool.
So
and actually,
did we have to add it in or is it already in there?
No, well, that's a good question. Let's do this just for a goof.
Edit RCS.
Let's go see. Mm-hmm. Ah, check this out. So I've just right-clicked and said edit on my CS proj.
Yeah.
Remember when we added .NET Watch as a tool, there's Entity Framework
as
tools.
Tool.
Yeah. So Entity Framework as a tool is that the ability to type .NET EF. So as you point out, I can go and say add migrations in Visual Studio. That's probably what we'll do.
Yeah.
But alternatively, I can also do it from the command line. So this is important to remember. You can do this work in code. And when we say in code, we mean VS Code.
It's code, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or Notepad or Emacs or whatever makes you happy. And if you don't have Visual Studio, if you're on a Linux machine, you can do those migrations and things like that.
Yeah.
All right, so it says use the Package Manager console.
So how would I bring that up?
Well, if it's not already here, next to output, all of those things, those different consoles, appear in the View menu.
And you can also use Help.
You can do Help to find that in. Or I could go here to Other Windows and then pluck it out of obscurity right there. Package Manager console is like a little DOS prompt, except it's PowerShell.
Okay.
So we're down here in PowerShell. Okay. This is the same as if you went to PowerShell like this, except it knows you're in Visual Studio and can do Visual Studio-y things.
Okay.
All right.
So
Yeah, you want to tell me what to do?
Yeah, so it's add. I think that you might have to make that capital.
Oh, yes. I just hit tab and it did it for me.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
So add migration.
Oh, but it needs to give you a migration a name.
So we are doing album, sorry, initial, yeah. I guess, initial migration. Okay. And if I do that, it's going to say there's more than one DB context. Remember how we had the application context and we made another one?
Yes.
We can go and see in our app settings the connection strings. There's album context, and then there's the default one.
So another thing here is that someone can connect this to any database they have out there.
Yep, you could plug this right now. I'm talking to the local database, but if I put this into Azure, I would then change that and point to up to Azure or any other database that is supported by the Entity Framework.
Okay.
All right, so let's go and go back to Package Manager console. I'm just going to push the up arrow.
Yeah.
Dash, dash, context, and I think it was called album, and I'm going to hit tab.
Should it autocomplete?
Did it autocomplete? Maybe it wasn't called the album context.
Was it web? Web application
That's a good question.
I believe it was web application.
Was it web application 12?
Yeah. Yeah, is it showing up?
No. Oh, hang on a second. One dash.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the drop down too.
So yes, that's why you weren't getting IntelliSense, right?
Well, it says use the dash context parameter for PowerShell.
Okay.
Or dash dash for .NET commands. I was using dash dash. So I just hit context and I hit tab.
And it showed you.
And it showed up, which is nice. So I hit enter. And a migration is just, it's a direction. And migrations are usually described in terms of up or down, right? So like up, adding a new column, up, making changes to data types, and then down is like backing up in time.
Okay.
And if I did that, look what happened on the right.
So did it show up?
Well, look at this.
Oh.
So an initial migration that just popped into my migrations folder. And if I double click on it, and this is really interesting. This is showing the relationship between that album type that we made, the plain old CLR object, and how to generate that into a database. So it says ID, make an integer, and it can't be nullable.
Okay.
And look at release date, it has to be at date time. And then there's a primary key. You said it was ID.
Yeah.
It looks like it figured out that ID is a well-known name.
Okay.
And it made that the primary key.
So can I change, let's say I wanted to do another thing like IMEI. If I was doing phones, I could specify that over here.
Sure, or rank. You know what we'll do? Let's keep going, and then we'll add stuff to this and see how that would change the database. Because right now, in a moment, we're going to generate the database. So we did that, and then we say what?
So are we, and then?
Because we have the migration generated, but we haven't actually updated the database.
Yeah. So we have to update the database, so update dash database.
Okay.
And just make sure it's both, okay, perfect.
And then context again. Oops, because I need to tell which database to update. So enter. So it's going to then apply this up.
What we've just done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. If we did it right. All right, it's thinking. If we did it wrong.
It'll let us know.
I blame you. Yep, done. Success.
Yay. So let's run the application again.
You got it.
And go over to albums and see what we see.
Mm-hmm. So start it up, click on the agency. Okay, so it didn't crash.
No.
There's probably a database.
Let's see if it actually lets us put stuff.
We have no proof that there is actually a database.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So create new. Okay, cool. So we have a form here. I'm going to make that a little bit. I'm just zooming in and out here to make it so. All right, artists. Look, it auto-completed as if someone had typed that before. It just knew. It knew.
It knew it was Beyonce. She felt it.
All right. Name of the album.
Lemonade.
Okay. Are we really, what are we saying? You're calling
this? It's hip-hop.
It's R&B.
It's hip-hop.
All right. Okay. Release date.
Yes. That was March.
You actually know.
March 2006.
Or it's something 2000.
It was March, I think, 20-something, 2016.
Scandalous.
But, yeah.
We'll say March 20th. Someone's going to get mad at us. And it's priceless.
It's priceless, so I would pay. Let's give it the most, like $19. I would pay
$19. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I would pay $19 with tax for Beyonce.
Okay. One thing I was curious to do though, looks like that can be unlimited. I'm gonna remember that for
so
later.
So we need to kind of think about like validation.
Yeah,
as well.
We don't really have much validation. So let's hit create. All right. So we do have a database.
Yep.
We do have a details page. And I want to point out again. If we look at, for example, details, I'm just going to hover in here. See how it's slash albums, right?
Yes.
That's that.
So what happens if you hover over edit?
That's going to say
slash edit.
And if we think about that in the context of MVC from before, mm-hmm. it's controller slash method slash ID. ID. So ID is one.
So if you.
So that works.
Yeah. And you can go in and you edit it.
Mm-hmm. We can edit it, make a change, make it more expensive, $21,
mm-hmm.
hit save. So good, we have a database, it works. CRUD is good, but it's pretty clear. Could I even break this? What if I said there's no genre? Okay, so genre isn't even required.
Exactly.
There's no length validation, this is kind of a mess.
We need to add some sort of validation to it.
All right, so where do we go?
We are going to go back to our model.
Okay.
And you're using your nice, neat
chart. Yeah, I went Control T.
And I need to get into the habit of using that.
Control T is
so
great.
Awesome.
It works fantastic.
It's like Control F for files.
Well, and I was told also you can go Control F is find within files. Control T also has a query language. So if you look right over here.
What?
Yeah, so look, if I say M.
Yeah.
Look at, see where it says go to all?
Yeah.
Watch, let me zoom in on that. See, it says go to all. Watch. See? Then I could say just show me members named index. Or types.
That is crazy.
I think there's a whole, there it is. Yeah, files. Okay, so you were saying F, files. Then I could say, what if there is a CSS file? Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
F
for files, M for members, T for types. And then, I'm a little confused about this one, line numbers. So you hit Control T, colon, and then you can say like line 15. I'm used to just hitting, oh, look at that. If you hit Control G for go to.
Yeah.
And then type the line number and hit enter. So they've integrated Control G.
Oh, look.
That's great.
Okay, let's test it one more time. Just make sure you weren't actually on that line.
Yeah. Down there. You go like here, Control G.
And then put 10.
10, enter. Love it.
Yes.
Yep, they've integrated it all with Control T. Lovely.
That must be great for pair programming if you're working across some places.
I always have my line numbers on, and I'm always I don't know how people can survive without their line numbers on, because I move between line numbers a lot.
Okay.
All right, so, all right. Albums.
So let's say things that we want to do. If you look at what we've created, there's some obvious things. So, for example, the title of the album shouldn't be more than, what, 60 characters?
Yeah, so that's name.
Yeah.
So, well, first it's required.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to put on my little attribute or my post-it note, but you'll notice that it's saying it doesn't have that.
Because you need to add something.
Yep, and I hit Control Dot, or I click on the light there, and it says Data Annotations.
Mm-hmm.
So Data Annotations, just, there it is, popped in right there. That gives me all these different attributes that we want. So you said required, and then you want a length?
A length, so string length, that should autocomplete
string,
for you.
String length. Maximum?
Maximum would be 60.
Okay.
With a minimum of 3.
Minimum of 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm trying to think of albums that have been 2 characters. All right, so there's one, okay.
The symbol.
Yeah, everything Prince did.
We'll
make release date required.
Yeah.
We'll make price required. Price should probably have a range too. We should have a maximum range.
Of $20? Okay, that's no, for it's Beyonce.
I'm going to say $100.
Yeah, I'd say $100. Yeah, for Beyonce, yes.
All right. And then do you want to risk a regular expression?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know a regular expression of head?
I admit, and hopefully no one will judge me for this, while I can do basic regular expressions, I'm pretty much Googling or using a tool to create a regular expression.
I think that would be a great snippet.
It would be a great snippet.
A great snippet.
But I've got it sitting down here on my notes. So I'm going to say the genre has to be A through Z.
Yeah, plus also middle, lowercase.
Lowercase a through z.
Yeah.
It could be anything that starts with a capital, 0 or more capitals,
yeah.
Then a to z, then a
two
hyphen,
z
a to z, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hyphen, this is going to go horribly. 0 or more, and then the end, and then a co.
And then you have to close it. Okay.
Yep.
So it looks okay.
Yeah, we'll see. If it compiles, we'll ship it. All right. So the point is you can put regular expression values on this. Maybe this one is wrong. I think it's right. But the point is that this should work, right?
Yeah.
So let's go in and run that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go and hit here, and then I'm going to say create new.
Yeah.
And let's put in Beyonce. Did we make a length on artists? We did not have a maximum length on artists, which
okay.
I guess is fine. Let's do genre.
No, we didn't have a length. I think genre is where you put the regular expression.
Okay.
So let's put a symbol of something that's in.
Okay, what's another Beyonce album?
Oh. Birthday.
What?
Birthday.
Birthday?
Yeah.
Is that pop, or are we calling that R&B too?
It was R&B.
That was R&B?
It's R&B to hip hop, man.
No, she said pop music.
No.
The Bajency's going to come for me.
They're going to come for you.
So if that field's too long, I just want to point out, I tabbed away, see, and it popped up. We can actually go, say, view source.
And see where that's coming from?
See what's up there. If we do that, you can see our form.
Should be a validation tab. Here's or something.
Genre, was it genre?
Yep.
We've got genre with a regular expression. We've got validation fields, and then down at the bottom, we've got jQuery validation doing that work. What I want to see, here's price. Look at this one here. The field price must be between 0 and 100.
I find it's interesting that it converted, like it we gave it those annotations, and it was like,
yep.
Huh.
And the annotations, a way to look at it is this. This is the single source of truth, right? That POCO object, that plain old CLR object, has all this information. Let's exploit it. Let's use it in as many places as possible. In this case, it is looking at that. It's doing introspection on that object, and it's expressing itself as JavaScript. But it didn't do anything with the database. I could potentially maliciously send a super long Beyonce album name into the system. It would be missed by the JavaScript stuff, perhaps,
and
maybe go into the database. But then we could go in and make sure that this is expressed in what they call model binding, which we'll do in a few minutes. We also want to update the database to do this as well. So would you call this a database change? This seems like it's a time for a migration. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
So we'll go out to command line, add migration.
And with the name. You should be able to tab, right?
Well, I have to give it a name, validation, context, album, tab.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is adding validation. Ah, the operation that was scaffolded may result in loss of data. What does that mean? What could we have done that would cause us to lose data?
That means we have an entry right now that doesn't meet the current new standards.
Right, we could have an entry.
Yeah.
It didn't actually look at the sum total of the database. The database could be huge.
But it's giving you a warning. That
giving you a warning because we have added a max length of 60.
Yeah.
That means if something is a length of 62, it's going to get truncated.
Dropped.
Not dropped. We won't actually drop the entire row. Well, it'll be clipping the data at the end. You could hurt yourself with migrations is a good way to look at that if you're not thoughtful.
So that means, let's first do an update because then I have a question.
Yeah, sure. Let's just go update database, context, album context. That tabbing makes it move really fast.
Oh, you're feeling very fast. You're feeling
I'm feeling
myself.
Feeling myself. Yeah. Good. Okay. So that worked. And I want to point out again over here, we've got now two migrations. Initial.
Yeah.
And then notice that the number is larger. Those will actually sort. So if you can have dozens of validations and dozens of migrations.
So does this mean that every single time you update something to your model, that you're going to have individual
migrations?
Okay.
Because they're individual versions. You versioned your object, therefore you versioned your database. In this case here, you can see an alter column.
Yeah.
And it's gone and made the max length of 60.
So another example that we could look at is, let's say if we added a new field.
Yep, we could totally do that.
Okay.
Let's add a new field. Before we do that, though, let us look at the full model view controller experience. Because what you've done here is we've built a form that actually does something that's more significant. So she can go and use the controller, receive a model, and the cycle could include not just accessing data, but also receiving data by posting. So let's go and see what that looks like. So what I'm going to do is go over to the album controller, and let's just look at this for a moment, because this is the most sophisticated controller we've ever seen.
Okay.
We've got
an
index that goes to the database contexts and says, get me the list of albums.
Yeah.
That's the model that gets passed into the view. So then that means if we look at the view, it gets an IEnumerable or a forward-only list of albums. when we have details, let's look at details. This is the best one so far. Details takes an int ID.
Yeah.
We had seen before that you can hack the URL. You could type in album slash details slash
whatever, and it doesn't matter. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if it's null,
you return a not found.
Not found.
Okay.
And if you check the database and you can't find it, it's not found.
Okay.
And if you do find it, you send it over to album, and then you output it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this goes and says, hey, database, go and find me an album, just one, such that the ID that you found, it matches the one that I passed in.
Okay.
So create, though, is where the most, kind of the most work and the most thought happens. So let's
this
spend
a
moment
create.
There. This is the create. And it scrolls a little bit off to the right, but bear with us. Actually, you know what we can do just for, do that.
That's a good, okay.
Okay. So we've got a public method, it returns an action result. It's called create, so that's slash album slash create. There's some stuff we don't understand, and it takes an album.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. Let's put a breakpoint right there, okay? So we're going to send another new album, and we'll do that with the debugger. So I'm going to hit okay. F5, and you're going to give me another Beyoncé album name.
Okay.
And since we know she is a prolific artist, we will never run out of successful albums, EPs,
wow.
remixes. Okay. So I'm going to hit create new. Put it in again. We need to just hard code that. Give me another album.
Yeah. Oh, Beyoncé.
The self-titled album. Clearly pop.
No.
Hip hop.
Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
So you added a character that said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I goofed up. I think I goofed up our thing and it doesn't like the hyphen in hip hop. We'll worry about that later. So I think the point there is that I failed to do regular expressions good. All right, so put that down. We hit create. Now
yeah.
Watch. We hit create.
All right.
Now we called slash create and we're sitting here.
Yeah.
And I want to call your attention to album.
So
I'm going to hover over it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you pin it.
Yeah, I can pin it with the little thing, which is fun.
But
then it always runs away.
Yeah.
There we go.
So over there it's saying what we're getting.
Yeah, so this is the album. We haven't put it in the database yet.
No.
This is called model binding. We sent this across the wire over HTTP, and it said, oh, there's album.artist, that's this, and it went and it bound them together. It made a fresh album, and it went like this, and
that's
it went left, right,
required.
Left, right. Yeah, exactly. In the old days.
Back in the day,
you used to have to dig around in the request object. But this goes and says, hey, it's an album. I know what albums are shaped like.
Yes.
And it goes and it says, look at the HTTP post.
Okay.
That looks like that, and that looks like that. So it uses all that information that we added, all those post-it notes matter.
All right.
And it figured out even that that's a date, right? So it turned it into a date. And now at this point, we're going to say, is this valid? Is this a valid model? Is there anything wrong with this model?
So is... Mm-hmm. So are we getting what we're expecting? So it's a validation. So is it
that's
sure
that's your moment where it bound, but then we go and see did the things bind appropriately? Did they cheat?
Yeah.
Did they send us a big thing or a data type that was wrong? Is someone using Chrome tools or Edge tools or Postman
to
and sending
manipulate
me,
things?
Yeah, maybe they sent me a word instead of price.
Okay.
That would make an invalid model. Now this is interesting though. We're going to go and add a new property like you suggested.
Yeah.
But if we had another property, let's say we had one called discount,
yeah,
right, or is free, we could have a secret internal discount for employees.
Yeah,
people named Maria could have free Beyoncé albums.
That would be
if life. If the public learned about that, they could do what's called overbinding. They could basically post data by hitting, you know, by manipulating their browsers,
yeah.
Sending the is free equals true or the discount equals 100%,
yeah.
And we would blindly model bind. We'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what an album looks like.
That's
oh, it's got an is free.
Yeah.
Maybe a evil employee told them about that. And they would just move it over. So what we do here is we give them a list. We give them a list of the things, an inclusive list.
Of what it's what is expected to come back.
Right. What we want to allow, no more, no less.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it like that. See? It's a parameter list of strings to include in binding.
Okay.
All right. So then we'll F10. We add it to the database. And then we redirect to the action.
Okay.
Look at this here. See the album ID just updated. There's another database, another item in the database.
Because you don't physically see that as a user.
Right, because the user doesn't pass in an ID.
No.
Exactly. So then we do a redirect to index, which then causes a, and of course it failed because we took so long.
I'm tired of waiting.
It's tired of waiting for you, yeah. The debug took too long. There it is. So that's a post put in the database, a redirect, followed by a get. So if we go back to our friend, use the controller, she posts the data, turns into a model, gets put into the database, brings back a view that says okay, so it's post, redirect, get, and then she goes and asks the get to the controller, which then gets it from the database and then shows it.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so you wanted to add one more thing. You wanted to change the model.
Yeah, so that kind of brings us back to seeing binding in action.
Yep, that's a good point. So let's go ahead and stop our debug area here. I'll say Control T, I'll type album, I'll go to it.
Did you remove your breakpoint? Oh, no, we actually want to have a look at that.
Yeah, let's keep the breakpoint.
Let's keep it there.
All right, so we want to add another one.
Yeah.
Property int
rank
like popularity.
Mm-hmm. With one being the highest.
Are we going to actually dare to rank Beyonce albums?
It's always going to be one.
Yes, just one for all. We should
number. It should just be a default number.
All right, so we've got rank. Now, when we add that, though, we need to do our migration.
Yes.
So let me see if I know how to do that. Add migration, added rank, dash context. Oops.
These are the kind of, what I kind of think of when you're giving the migration name is like adding a comment on the commit.
Yep. It's a little comment on a commit, a little like this is what we did and why we did it. Update database. You note it on the right there again, it shows up. Oop. See, look at me failing to put the dash context. On the right-hand side, you see initial and validation. So it's almost like database version 1, database version 2, version 3. And you can see in the Entity Framework MVA, the Microsoft Virtual Academy, Rowan Miller goes into this in exquisite detail.
I saw it. It is one to watch.
Now, rank is now a new column. There's our add column. But we would need to add it to our form, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So here's our form. I'm going to scroll out just a bit so you kind of see.
See everything.
So name, genre, release date, price.
So we need another div?
Yeah, I'm going to just copy that whole section there. Let's go like this. Oops, not a very good paster. There you go.
It's okay, you try.
I try. I'm struggling. So then I'm going to select it. I'm going to hit not Control F, which says fine, but I'm going to do Control H for...
In this section?
And just in the selection.
Okay.
Because I selected it first. And I'll say price. See how it selected price?
Yeah, switch to rank.
And you want to call it rank. There you go. So that gave us...
So that is a find and replace within a highlighted section.
Right. So if I had nothing selected and I hit Control H,
it would bring
the
rank.
Scope is current document, see? If I selected it and I hit Control H, it is at the scope of the selection.
That is pretty sweet.
It is. Now, let's go look at our controller.
So if we run this.
You want to try it? All right, let's run it.
I think let's see where it
breaks. No, it's an important thing to see. Let's do that. And we'll go to create.
Agency. So if I create a new one.
Okay. We'll just say not a real album. It's not, because it's not real. It's okay.
It's okay.
It never came out. Okay, it's a dollar, rank one.
So if you click create, you should get an error, shouldn't we?
Well, that's a great question. Are we going to get an error? Well, it's a real album. It got bound. But what is rank?
Rank has come back as zero.
Right. We sent one. Rank never got set. Is it valid? It is valid. We sent more information than we chose to bind.
So it's just being ignored.
In this context, it's being ignored by the model binder.
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to, I could manually do it. But in this case, I'll just add it as being okay. Yeah. I'm going to just put it right there. And I'm also, unfortunate bit of duplication here. I could probably put that in a string. I'm gonna, because it's not really unfortunate. You have duplication because you have extra control.
Yep.
Create might allow some things and edit might allow different things.
Yeah.
So we edit to rank. Okay.
And you also have to edit to the other ones, detail.
Yeah, so details don't bind because details take source details.
Oh, it's just a display, right?
Details, details takes an int.
Yeah.
And because it's just displaying stuff, there's no bottle binding. Only edit, delete, or edit, delete, and
edit, which is update.
Yeah. Edit, create, and delete.
Delete, yeah.
Yeah. But delete doesn't do any binding. It just takes the thing to delete.
Okay.
All right. So we added rank, but our pages probably don't show them. So yeah, we need to add it there.
Okay.
So we'll go there.
Oh, because it wouldn't appear in the details.
It would. So. Yeah, it would be passed in as a model, but it would be ignored. We'd never actually do anything with it. So we'll say dot rank. And then we'll do it again down here. That was the header.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. Okay, so, and that's, again, IntelliSense. Love it. That's index details. This can be sometimes a little tedious. Sometimes people will go and create what's called a partial view.
Okay.
That displays, because if you find yourself displaying albums all over the place, you know, you'll make a partial, and then you'll reuse it.
And yeah, there's... It actually is a partial view if you look at it.
Did we make a partial for this?
I don't think we made one, but I think it's one that comes existing in the template.
Yeah, there are partials for indexes and things, but we don't have a. Yeah, there we go. There's partials for login.
So you could go and make a partial
that knows how to express an album.
Yeah.
As maybe for the detail page or for edits.
Yeah.
So we did edit. Did you edit? We did create. Okay, we'll do this one. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think edit and create are probably the two obvious places
that you need to.
That you do that. Yeah, so there's price and rank. Okay. And I think that should be it. Let's go see if it worked. Yeah, edit and create are really close to being on the same page. Sometimes their validations can be a little bit different. But that would be an obvious place to put in a partial. Okay. So rank appears here.
Yeah.
That's good. Create.
And it's giving it a default of 0 for the others.
For the others, yeah. We need to go and fix that. All right.
Because we have still have a work frame.
Yeah.
So what's and coming back?
9, exactly what I put
exactly.
in. The lowest ranked, the Beyoncé comedy album that no one bought that one.
Because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
You have to make sure you say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that no one is offended.
Yeah.
There you go. So that worked. So we have now added one.
Yeah.
We've added validation. We've updated our database. We've changed our forms. And we have validation at every level.
We created our first CRUD.
We've created some CRUD. I think there probably is some CRUD. And I think that people will probably appreciate that. All right. We're having all kinds of fun, aren't we,
today? Yes, we have.
That was Module 4, creating a form. Here in the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Stick with us.